This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday, be it 7 a.m. here on WMIE, 11:45 a.m. on WWBC, the AM station, and the three FMs along with that. Maybe to my good friends that at 8:45 in the evening, again on WMIE. Thanks for taking the time. I'm grateful that you love the Lord that much and you love His Word, that you've tuned in to hear a word from Him. And that's what you're going to hear here today. It's another, I'll tell you, you know, we get through the book of Revelation and we see, and this is just one of those chapters where we see this demon, or as the Bible calls a star. You got to understand the symbolism. We know what a star is. We know who the dragon is. We know who the lamb is. This is a star falls from heaven. The Bible calls he. And he had the key to the bottomless pit, and he opened it up, and these locust-looking things with women's hair and lion's teeth are attacking, they're tormenting people that are not believers. And that's what's going on here. Now, in the sermon this weekend here, this Sunday morning at Island, we're going through onward and upward. We're in chapter 9 this weekend, and we're looking at these four demons that had been bound underneath the great Euphrates River over there where Iran and Iraq are in the Middle East. It's the river that divides the Middle East from the Far East, where China, North and South Korea, and Japan are. The Bible says there's going to be a 100 million man army, and these demons are going to be released, demons that have been prepared for this very day, week, month, and year, are going to be released to do whatever they're going to do, and it's going to be the Battle of Armageddon. And it's funny, my sermon's going to focus on this too, that John says the army was 200 million, but then he said, I heard the number of them. Think about that as you head into this weekend. I'm going to answer that question, the significance to that, when he said, I heard the number of them. There's a reason for it, a very deliberate reason for it. If you can't make it to Island because you go to another church, look for that podcast here next week. I'm going to answer that question. So in the meantime, again, I invite you out this weekend, Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet just once a week right now, Sundays at 10:30. We'll be back with our midweek study in the fall. Child care is provided, so bring your children. My wife is leading all in one group, but still, don't let that keep you from coming out and hearing the Word, hearing this exciting series in the Book of Revelation Sunday morning at 10:30. Okay, let's hear the last part of this message now. Sound the trumpets.
Whoa, whoa, whoa to the inhabitants of the earth. Because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels that are about to sound. Yikes. Repeats it three times. Anytime you see a name repeated in the Bible, it's always to bring your attention to it. Whether it's Jesus saying, Martha, Martha, you're worried about many things. Or God pronouncing a curse back in the Old Testament. He says, oh, earth, earth, earth. Here you got three times, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa to everyone that's on the earth that's going to see this next thing coming up. Chapter 9, verse 1, the fifth angel then sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth. Now, to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. So naturally, in our symbolism now, star is a person or an angel, right? It calls him. Do you see that? Verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit. All right, so get that. Star means, in our symbolism in this book, star means angel. Now, with your newfound knowledge here, listen to this as we get just a little bit further here to Revelation chapter 12. Let me read this verse to you where it says, now a great dragon appeared in heaven. Dragon is who? The devil, Satan. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor, in pain, to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars out of heaven and cast them to the ground. Meaning what? Right, this is where we get our understanding from this. A third of all the angels. Remember, we read in Hebrews, there's an innumerable number of angels. According to this text, we believe a third of all the angels are evil and followed Satan in his fall. Okay. Verse 2. All right, so this star, like I said, he's a person. Verse 2. He opened the bottomless pit. Smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke from the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth. And to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing. Or any tree, but only those men that do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And who has the seal of God on them? Jews, 144,000 of them. We looked at it. He so specifically wants you to know this is Jews, he tells you how many from each tribe are marked. Because the door's shut on the Gentiles already. He's dealing with Jews here. 144,000, whether literal or symbolic, I don't know. But being Jews is not symbolic. Now, they were not given back to these hideous things. Verse 5. They were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, yet death will flee from them. Death will elude them. Reminds me of this old horror movie I remember from a kid. Lon Chaney was in it. It was called The Indestructible Man, where he died and then some mad scientist brought him back to life. And he couldn't die. And he kept trying to kill himself and he wouldn't die. Stabbed himself. Jumped off bridges or whatever. The man couldn't die, and apparently, this is the laws of nature are going to be changed here. It says death is going to elude everyone. It says that people, in those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, but death, my translation says, death will elude them. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns or something like gold. Their faces were like the faces of men. Verse 8. They had hair like women's hair. Their teeth were like lions' teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron. The sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running to battle. They had tails like scorpions. And there were stings in their tails. Their power to hurt men was for 5 months. They had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. Both of those words mean destroyer. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Now we'll stop here for the day. After this fifth trumpet judgment. Next Sunday, we'll go to the Euphrates River and we'll listen as God gives the command to loose the demons. There's been four demons bound under the river of this river Euphrates since time everlasting. They've been bound there waiting for this day for God to say, let them loose. So again, I encourage you, don't go swimming in the Euphrates River this week. Please. It's bad enough seeing sharks out here. Who wants to go swimming in the Euphrates River? What matters most is this. If you're a Gentile at this point, it's too late for you. For now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. For as the Bible says, the time is coming soon where God's house will be full and he will shut the door just like he's promised in his word. But my question is, have you received Jesus yet? Will you escape this hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world? Let's pray. Lord God, we praise you today. We thank you for the promise that for all those who persevere to the end, you'll keep them from the hour of trial. That's going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell on the earth. Lord, we pray for those that are going to hear this message here this week, starting today on the podcast. Lord, we pray you'd move in people's hearts to receive Jesus Christ today as their Lord and Savior. And for those that do hear this right now, it's written in the Word of God, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And you can't say that without help, without the Lord intervening and making Jesus real to you. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, the Bible says. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And if you will pray this prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. I turn and repent of the sins that I've committed, and I receive you today. Please, Lord, write my name in the book of life. Please deliver me from evil. Save me from all of this, all of these trials that's coming upon the world. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.